Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm the host of Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight, by popular request, we'll be listening to the best of Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. These records tend to fit a pattern, which will be apparent from the very first one. He'll start off playing the song fairly straight, and you'll think, well, this is just a fairly routine arrangement of a fairly standard song, and then all hell breaks loose. And so I hope you enjoy this. We've got mainly records by Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, although we'll be hearing one record by Spike Jonze and his other orchestra, but it's mainly Spike and his City Slickers. These come from albums with titles such as Dinner Music for People Who Aren't Very Hungry, Spike Jonze Murders the Classics, some wonderful records, and I hope you enjoy these excerpts that we'll be listening to tonight, featuring vocals by people like Freddie Morgan and Doodles Weaver, Sir Frederick Gass and the Sons of the Backwoodsman, the Barefooted Pennsylvanians, all sorts of wonderful characters and wonderful records, beginning with this quintessential Spike Jonze selection, Cocktails for Two.
Charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails
away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky wackakians.
Thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name, I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. It was me. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Moe, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my own flame.
There's none like her. When my nights are lonely and go from bad to worse, Brownie sings to me and I thrill to her verse. She makes me happy and she makes me feel merrier. Brownie is my favorite white-haired terrier.
I love Brownie better than Jeanie, Jeanie. I love Brownie better than Jeanie without the hair.
I will not forget the night I called.
I looked for Jeanie's light brown hair and found that she was bald.
Jeanie with a... she is so that I could almost... I dream of Jeanie with a... every time I look at her, I... every time I... her, I could almost... every time I... her, I...
I dream of Jeanie with a... Jeanie is my queen, for I love her so.
Thank you. misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, tis it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off meter, St. John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband. And he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen.
What about?
Mary, dear, I know you have another husband, and that he has another wife, and that she has another husband, and that our own child, through marriage, is now my uncle, and your sister's father on your grandmother's side. But can't we talk this over? There's still time. Our divorce doesn't become final for another 5 minutes.
We'll talk it over some other day, John. But not today.
Why not, dear?
Today, I am to be married. Bonsoir, John. Prosit. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios. Aloha.
How do you like that? She didn't even say goodbye.
That was Spike Jones himself and a woman who I don't know whether they were married at the time, but they were married at some point. Her name was Helen Greco, with a little soap opera entitled None But the Lonely Heart. And before that, we heard Laura, the face in the window, with Spike Jones and his other orchestra, with Jimmy Cassidy, Red Ingle, and Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath on vocals. I Dream of Brownie with the Light Blue Jeans, with Carl Grayson and the Barefooted Pennsylvanians. My Old Flame with a fabulous impression of Peter Lorre there, done by Paul Frees. The Hawaiian War Chant, and that was Spike Jones and his Wacky Wackakeans with the chorus. And Cocktails for Two, as sung by Carl Grayson, who did a lot of the vocals for Spike Jones. And now I'd like to conclude with probably the two most famous pieces of Spike Jones from his career. And the first one features Doodles Weaver. It's a very, very silly piece. It's a takeoff on a racetrack announcer. And a couple interesting things. First of all, Doodles Weaver passed away a couple years ago and was a great character actor and did a lot of radio work and television work. And he was the brother of Sylvester Pat Weaver, who is a major pioneer in the early days of television and was an executive at NBC and worked on the first Today Show and did a lot of interesting things with television. So listen for the name Sylvester as it pops up in this routine. And this is called the William Tell Overture. And then we will conclude with a piece which helped our side win the war, Der Führer's Face.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with the left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle. And now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner.
Herr Goebbels says, behold the world in space. Be higher. Hiya! Right in her Gerber space, in her Göring says, he'll never bomb this place. Hiya! Hiya! Right in her Göring space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, be yes, Mr. Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. I'll Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race
will love the Fuhrer space when we bring to the world disorder. When the Fuhrer says he is the master race, we heil,
heil,
right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we
heil,
heil, right in the Fuhrer space. To love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so be
heil,
heil,
right in the Fuhrer's face.
Boy, I just get chills every time I hear that. That's just wonderful. They might, you know, they must have put on a hell of a live show. I would have loved to see them. I wonder if any films exist of Spike Jones and his City Slickers. At any rate, that's going to be it for... Oh, something else I forgot to mention about Doodles Weaver and his brother Pat Weaver. Pat Weaver had a daughter named Sigourney, who I'm sure you know of. She's in Ghostbusters and was an alien. And so she was Doodles Weaver's niece. At any rate, that's going to wrap it up for Spike Jones for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we'll be listening to two very funny ladies, Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller, comparing and contrasting and whatever you care to do with the excerpts from their work that I'll be giving to you then, tomorrow, next week at the same time, 7:30. And that's about it. Let me see the address, as ever. Bob Claster, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And I hope to see you then with Joan Rivers and Phyllis Diller. And I thank you for joining me this week. And until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, as ever, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.